And we are back again with Jenro Magnolo and Molly O'Connor from Village House. And we've covered all the fun things they do over the holidays and all the other many things that they do to make sure that people at Village House feel as much at home as they possibly can without being at home. And the other concern, of course, that individuals or families have is safety, and that's why the state does inspections. And right. Village House is preparing for those state inspections. Yes. Jen, tell us what they look for.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have over 800 between federal and state regulations. We have over 800 of them. And
oh, my.
And that is my job to make sure that we are abiding by all of them. Those are just the nursing regulations. There's also life safety codes as well, the fire and whatnot. You know, those things that you have to worry about. But that's what happens. So the Department of Health regulates us, and they come in every year. We don't know when they're going to come in. Last year, we were surveyed in December. So they can come in 9 to 15 months from the last time they came in. So we are in our survey window right now. They could pop in anytime.
Ah, so it's a surprise inspection, yes.
They generally try to stay around the time they came in last year, but again, they could come in anytime. We are expecting them anytime between July and December. So
you could go back from here and they could be there.
They could, yes, they could. And so they actually have, the Department of Health, when I say they have a certain percentage of homes that they have to survey off hours. I believe it's 10% of homes in Rhode Island they have to survey off hours, which means they have to show up after 5 o'clock or on a weekend. So in Rhode Island, that would be about 7 homes that they have to do on those time periods. So, but generally, they show up on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, about 8:30 in the morning is what time they show up. And they're generally anywhere between 4 and 6 surveyors. They are mostly made up of nurses. Sometimes social workers, sometimes dietitians, but mostly nursing staff is what the surveyors.
Which
are
makes
of.
Sense rather than just some state employee who knows nothing about nursing homes or nursing in general.
Right. Seeing as the biggest department in a nursing home is the nursing staff.
Right.
But there are sometimes a social worker on the staff, and they go through everything. They're there for sometimes, like I said, 3 to 5 days. And they can be there from 8:30 in the morning till about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and they go over, all sorts of things from regulations to medications, medication delivery, they go over food, they go in and observe the kitchen, they go over activities, they go over notes, they go over you name it, anything that happens in a nursing home, they go over.
All right. And I know we've talked about this before and how well generally you guys do. So
yes.
Give us your stats.
Yes. So we do really well. The average amount of deficiencies in a nursing home in Rhode Island today is about 8, which I know that sounds like a lot, but when you have 800 to abide by, 8 is not that bad. And so last year, Village House got 2.
Wow. 2 out of 800.
2 out of 800, and one of them was because one of the residents was supposed to have a blue mug with handles, and she had a clear mug with handles.
I remember this, yes.
Yeah, so that is what
that
I mean.
That does seem trivial.
Yes, and that's what I mean, though, when you're supposed to be following, doctor's orders, that was what she was supposed to have. So that's how much they go into, that's, you're supposed to be following things. So that's what I mean. We are really making sure, and they want to make sure that you're following what you're supposed to be doing. So that is what we're doing. We're really making sure the residents are safe and everything is being done for your loved ones that are in the nursing home. So it is we are doing the very best, and that's what we want to do every day. So
well, that is what people are looking for.
Right.
I mean, safety.
Yes.
I'm assuming they look at things like handrails and
everything.
And
infection control, obviously nowadays, it always was, but there's a much more they look at it a lot more than they ever did. It was always a big thing, but now much more, they look more into infection control now, making sure hand washing is happening and there's, you know, spread of infection is minimized. And they, you know, like I said, a big part of their survey is going into the kitchen, making sure your kitchen is clean. You know, just like restaurants have inspections, we have inspections of our kitchen. So we have this during the survey, and we have another inspection, just like the restaurant industry has inspections, because we do serve food. So they want to make sure that's all neat and tidy, and we're following all the rules there. But they also go and they speak to the residents. You know, we have a resident council that meets monthly. It's filled with a handful, 10, 12 residents that meet with the social worker on a monthly basis, and they go over all sorts of things, and they're the life of the facility, and they go over anything they want to talk about, and the state surveyors talk with the residents about the life of the facility, and they make sure the residents are happy, and you know, they review all sorts of things like that as well. So they watch food service, so they watch breakfast and lunch, and they make sure all that's going well too. So they're there, like I said, for like 4 or 5 days, from 8 in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. So all over the
place. It's a lot. And then we should probably just touch quickly on the fact that you also do short-term care for people.
We do, yes. So on top of long-term care, we provide short-term rehab. So for folks that are in the hospital who have just been ill or, you know, had surgery and they need to go get some physical and occupational therapy, they can come to Village House and get that. We have our own internal physical and occupational therapy department with a gym and all sorts of equipment that they can come and get for a couple of weeks to get stronger and go home. And that's our goal, is to get you home, and you can come and do that in a nice home-like environment, and then go home much stronger and safer.
What everyone is looking for. So tell us again where you're located and how we can reach you, and can people take a tour, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. We love giving tours. We're a beautiful facility located on Harrison Avenue in Newport, and you can give us a call anytime at 849-5222, and we'd be glad to talk to you about anything, give you some advice, and come on down, and we'd be glad to show you around.
Wonderful. It is a great location. And Molly, are you enjoying being an intern?
I love it there.
Yeah.
It's a great group.
What is your major that you're interning
Healthcare
here?
Healthcare administration.
Okay. Right. And are you a senior? Is this your final year?
I am a senior.
And you're local, or are you going back to New York or somewhere?
I'm from Massachusetts, so I'll probably go back there.
Back there. But here you are in beautiful Newport.
I know.
You could segue right into Village House.
That's true.
Right there on beautiful Harrison Avenue. Well, Jen and Molly, thank you so much. And we will talk to you again in a couple of months.
Great. Thank you.